here, meaning at the Life of Learning Foundation in Southern Oregon, we have numerous organic gardens. We actually have a farm. We're learning the gardening and farming world. There are some things that you can't know in this life until you are put into relationship with the possibility that that activity would represent. That's one of the reasons for a true esoteric school, incidentally. There are some things you can never know until you're in relationship with another order of understanding that can awaken the same in you. Now, you would think, as many do, that might mean something complex, but we understand the beauty of the idea of above, as above, so below. And in this instance, and you'll understand why I'm saying this to you in a few moments, as we're sitting here, you and I, less than probably 100 yards from here, roots are pushing their way deeper into the earth. New leaves are starting to push out of stems that had nothing on them before. Fruits are forming where there was a flower. And matter is being transformed by the action of the sun upon nature's wish to produce a bounty for her own creatures. While you're sitting here. Now, most of us would never take into account or even consider important something like that. And of course, it's to our own demise, which is one of the real sorrows of living in cities, of being completely disconnected from life, as most human beings are. Because you see, as you're sitting here, to wax poetically, the roots of your soul are descending into the earth that has been or not been prepared. Your ability to capture the light of God is either coming out of this stem of a soul or it's not. And the fruit of all that activity is either being formed and its sweetness enjoyed, or it's sitting in a lifeless bud that will never produce anything. You see, that's a fact. You and I are meant to actually be sitting wherever we're sitting at all times, knowing that as a fact, so that we are the living expression of God's action on nature, and the subsequent delight, discovery, occasional despair when some little critter gets in there and eats one of our little fruits, which it has to do because it's part of the system too. To be alive is to know that life never stops growing and it never stops dying. To not be alive is to live in a world where thinking provides stimulation that's perceived as growth, but is actually a blight upon the soul because it steals all the nourishment that it needs to develop. When I speak to you like this, I do so because I sit and I can see here and wherever you're listening to this, there's no exceptions. This is universal, what I'm saying. You have to understand that something is growing in you. But just like the gardens outside, what grows depends upon the one that cultivates the soil, sees to its care, and harvests as natural and necessary so that the cycle can be repeated. I can't say it strongly enough. I'm speaking for me particularly calmly. But you take so much for granted Because it's so comfortable in its uncomfortable way to just meander through life, taking care of what you think are the responsibilities you need to so you don't get yelled at by someone or something. Instead of living as you're intended to, in this full presence that is the seed and the stem and the flower and the fruit and the return again, all at once, and you're meant to know that, think about what you are choosing to know and to be. Instead of dwelling on and resisting the dissatisfaction born of that mistaken present choice you're making.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.